The Hammer of God, Disc 5.
Chapter 38. Terminal Diagnosis. The Kali quakes were becoming more and more frequent, though they still seemed to be quite harmless. They always occurred around the same time in the asteroid's brief day, just before its rotation carried Stromboli around to the night side. Clearly, the area around the mini-volcano had been absorbing heat all through the hours of daylight, and it came to the boil just before nightfall. However, and this was what worried Sir Colin, though he had discussed the matter only with Captain Singh, the eruptions were starting earlier, lasting longer, and becoming more vigorous. Fortunately, they were still confined to the one area, almost on the other side of the asteroid from Goliath. No outbursts had occurred elsewhere. The crew regarded Stromboli with affectionate amusement rather than alarm. Sonny, never a man to miss such an opportunity, had started taking bets on the exact time of eruption, with the result that every evening David had to make considerable adjustments of credit balances. But under Sir Colin's guidance, he was also making calculations of a much more serious nature. Goliath was already halfway between Mars and Earth before Singh and Draker decided that it was time to alert Space Guard, and as yet no one else. As you will see from the attached figures, their memorandum began, there is another force besides our own drive affecting Kali's orbit. The vent we have named Stromboli is acting like a rocket motor, ejecting hundreds of tons of material every revolution. Already it has cancelled 10% of the impulse we gave. That would be no great problem as long as matters do not become any worse. But they probably will as Kali gets closer to the sun. Of course, if it exhausts its supply of volatiles, there will be nothing to worry about. We do not wish to raise undue alarm while the matter is still in doubt. The behavior of active comets, and Kali is the last vestige of such a comet, is unpredictable. So Space Guard should consider what additional action can be taken and how to prepare the public for it. There may be a lesson here in the history of Comet Swift-Tuttle, discovered by two American astronomers in 1862. It was then lost for more than a century because, like Kali, its orbit had been changed by jet reaction as it approached the sun. It was then rediscovered by a Japanese amateur astronomer in 1992, and when its new path was computed, there was widespread alarm. It appeared that Swift-Tuttle had a high probability of hitting the Earth on August 14, 2126. Although this created a sensation at the time, the episode is now virtually forgotten. When the comet rounded the sun in 1992, its solar-powered jets changed its orbit again to a safe one. It will miss the Earth by a wide margin in 2126, and will be able to admire it as a harmless spectacle in our sky. Perhaps this piece of astronomical history, we apologize to those who are quite familiar with it, will give the public some reassurance. But of course we can't rely on such a fortunate turn of events happening in the future. Our original plan had been to leave Kali as soon as it had been deflected into a safe orbit, rendezvous with a refueling tanker and head back to Mars. But now we must assume that we'll have to burn all our propellant right here on Kali. We won't have enough to keep thrusting all the way to Earth. Let's hope it's sufficient. Then we'll sit here. We won't have much alternative until a rescue mission can be arranged, probably after we've rounded the sun and are heading back to Earth orbit. Please advise us immediately if you approve or if you have any alternative suggestions.